First Kings chapter 3, beginning verse 26. Then spake the woman, whose the living child was, unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, O my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, Give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for this great passage that we're going to be hearing the preaching from this morning. I pray you would help us to hear what you have for us individually this morning. God, speak to our hearts. We need your Holy Spirit power for that help of hearing what you have for us today. And then, Father, we need our pastor to have your Holy Spirit power as he comes and speaks and preaches the Word of God to us today. Now, God, work in our midst. Help us. We need to hear from heaven today. And, Father, one last thing. If there's one person in this room this morning that does not know Jesus Christ as their Savior, I pray they'd settle it before they leave today. In Christ's name, amen. You may be seated.
As you're being seated this morning, I'm going to ask you now to make sure your cell phone is turned off or to vibrate. As you know, we give that warning every Sunday morning. Our position on that has not evolved as some leaders' positions have in our country. And so we'll ask you to please make sure your cell phone has turned off or to vibrate, and we're not evolving from anything that we're supposed to, and would God some leaders would get their sense straightened out. But we're here to talk to moms this morning because it's Mother's Day. Please listen. Solomon is the king, and a dispute is brought before Solomon. And the dispute was this. Two mothers were disputing, arguing over who this living child belonged to. If I understand it correctly, it was a baby. One mother said, no, that's my child. The other mother said, no, this is my child. And they were arguing in front of the king. And Solomon stopped and he said, okay. And he gives an unusual solution to the problem. He says, you say that's your child. You say this is your child. He said, this is what we're going to do. He tells the soldier, bring me a sword. We're going to cut this child in half. So each mother gets a portion. And the Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 3 that the mother of the child said, no, don't do that. She said, just give the child to her then. But don't let anything happen to that child. Look at 1 Kings 3. Then the king looked and said, made this statement. Then the king answered and said, give her. Now I wonder who he gave the living child to. Because one of the moms said, yeah, go ahead, just cut him in half. The other mother said, don't do that, give her the child. Give her my child, please. And the king looked at him and he said, give her the living child. Now, it doesn't have to say the one who said give him up. That's not the one. We know who the mother is, and the king found out too, didn't he? Solomon had no intention of taking a baby and cutting a child in half. But Solomon knew that a mother's actions would always stand above any dispute or problem. And Solomon knew that the real mother of that child would no way let harm come to that child, even if it meant she could no longer be the mother and had to give that child away. So in Solomon in verse 27, now look at the verse, please, because there's one little phrase I want us to catch at the end of that verse, and that'll be our subject to moms today and to the rest of us too. Verse 27, then the king answered and said, give her the living child and in no wise slay it. He said, she is the mother thereof. He said, she's the real mother. These last couple of Sunday mornings we've been talking about some things we need to know and understand that what they are, what the real things are, real joy, real peace, real blessings. There's a few other subjects the Lord would have us to do, but since this is Mother's Day, I thought we'd stay on the theme, but talk to you about what is a real mother. I mean, that's being redefined and rediscovered in the sight of a lot of people today. May I tell you something this morning? Look at this preacher. Do not, under any circumstances, get your definition of motherhood or anything else from media or Hollywood. Now, I don't mean to address issues so much this morning, this evolving position of our president, the president of the United States on this matter of homosexual marriage has now helped to tip in favor America by polls, they say, in favor of homosexual marriage in America. It's interesting, by the way, may I say this? We who believe in marriage according to the Bible, we're against gay marriage. While therefore, I'm for traditional marriage because it's biblical. It's a man and a woman, period. Anything else doesn't count. A man and a man, a woman and a guy and his chihuahua doesn't count either. You say, well, that's ridiculous, Pastor. That's not what they're going to do. Yeah, that's not what they said they do now either. Somebody loves his trash can, he'll get to marry that too. That's ridiculous. But that's a definition now in society. The point is, it's a definition made in society now what marriage is. But society doesn't define marriage. God created marriage. It's a man and a woman. That's the way God made it. Now listen. And God designed what is a man as far as a husband and a father and what a woman is supposed to be if she when she gets married, of what a wife and a mother is. That comes from the Bible. Please do not let the media tell you what a mother is. Don't do that. Fellas, don't let the media tell you what a father is or a husband is. We don't do that. We don't get that from the world. Hey, look at me. We don't test the winds of society and political correctness to determine what's right or wrong or good or bad. Well, there are those who believe that. There are those who believe that. The God who made us created marriage, created a man, created a woman, put them together. Then when they had children, that was what a parent would be. And he designed that. God's design is what we're supposed to follow. So when I say we're going to talk about what is a real mother this morning, we're going to just, and by the way, we're going to use this simple account in Scripture and help us to understand what is a real mother. Well, she has children. No, no, I'm sorry, but that's not a qualification of a real mother today. We got people having kids right and left, but not mothering their children. No, I'm sorry, that's not a real mother. Just the ability to have children is not make a person a mother. Now listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. The ability, what makes a person a mother, what makes a woman a mother, is going to be drawn very simply from this account of this little dispute in front of Solomon. One woman says, that child's mine. The other woman says, no, the child is mine. Solomon says, let's cut that baby in half. One woman says, all right, go ahead. Let it neither be mine or thine. We don't neither one of us get him. But cut him in half so nobody has a child. No one, look at me. I don't even have to define for you that's not a mother. Agreed? But she had given birth to a child that had died. So giving birth and it's not motherhood. The other woman said, no, don't do that. No, you know, the Bible said she yearned on that child. Like a natural mother would for her children. She yearned on the child. Said, if I have to give up being his mother, but please don't let anything happen to that child. The king says, that's the mother. There's the mother thereof. What is a real mother this morning from this account? Well, first of all, she's not perfect. The reason I didn't read all the scripture to give you the background of the story is because both of these women were women of a ill repute. The Bible says they were harlots. A preacher was asking me, what are you preaching on Mother's Day today? And I told him, he says, you're preaching on that for Mother's Day? I said, I know, the story, the background of these ladies is not good. I said, but the account of what happened is the truth I hope to draw out. And I even prayed about it again this morning. Lord, please don't let anybody misunderstand the point of the message this morning. But then I thought, wait a minute. This is not a perfect woman. Mothers are not perfect people, you know. We all think that when we're young. When we're growing up, it seems like mom just seems to have the solutions for just about everything. Dad can fix everything. Mom seems to understand everything. And as you're growing up, you get that impression of your mother, that there's this perfection about her. She seems to always kind of have it together and do what she needs to do and seems to be able to carry the extra load. And there's something about moms. There's a certain aura of perfectness about them, or perfection about moms. But in reality, no mother is a perfect mother. You didn't get to have one. I didn't get to have one. And no mother in this room is a perfect mom. That does not excuse any failures or flaws in our lives. It's just a reality of things. Well, I wasn't a perfect mother, so no one ever had one of those. No one gets a perfect mom. This is not for moms this morning, this point right here. This is for all of us who have a mom. I believe if I asked you to raise your hand if you had a mom, I think most of you would raise your hand. We probably have some moms who would want you to not put your hand up, but most of us would acknowledge that we had a mom. Agreed? Would you do this morning, please? Would you resolve all your issues with your mom? The society we have today is a bunch of whiny people who complain all the time because mom was not everything mom was supposed to be. Well, nobody got one of those. I did not get one. You didn't get one. So my mother was almost perfect. Then God bless you. You had an exceptional mother. I had a great mom. I didn't spend a lot of my life with my mother. But there are things she taught me and things I learned from her growing up. You know, my sarcasm and things. I get a lot of that from my mother. She was that kind of a person. I mean, that was how she was. And so I can blame my mother for my sarcasm, I guess. And that's what we're doing today. We're blaming all of our faults and failures on the faults and failures of our mother. May I just give you a word of a psychological encouragement? Get over it. Knock it off. Excuse me. When you reach the state of perfection, then you can do that kind of judgment on somebody. The point is, when we look at what is a real mother, we think, well, I tell you, and does the first thing that come to your mind, when you think of your mother today, the first thing that comes to your mind, are there mistakes? Are there failures? Are there things that she should have been and wasn't? Is that what comes to your mind? Or is the first thing come to your mind what your mother did that was right and positive and good? See, that's a very important question because I guarantee you this, you've got unresolved issues with your mother you need to fix. If the first thing that comes to your mind was the failures of your mom. My mom was a drunk. She didn't sober up until almost the end of her life. But when I thought about my mom this morning, she's in heaven now. When I thought about my mom this morning, I didn't think about her being a drunk. I didn't think about it. I thought about fried chicken. She's from Texas. Fried chicken, white gravy, mashed potatoes, biscuits, green beans. Can I get a witness on that this morning? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I thought about my mom. That's what I thought about this morning. I don't have any issues with that. Do you this morning? She is not perfect. That's what a real mother is. You need to resolve those things. You need to get off that poochy lip, walking around with your lip hanging out, so stinking bad you're picking up carpet fuzz because your mother wasn't everything your mother was supposed to be. Well, I'm sorry for that. And maybe she failed you greatly in your life. And I'm sorry for that too. But get over it. Let's get on with life. Because here's what happened when you had a mother that wasn't perfect. You had a real mother. That's what you had. Okay? All right, good. We'll leave that point out. Move on and we'll keep moving. See what a real mother is? She's willing to sacrifice for others. This mother here in 1 Kings 3, she is willing to sacrifice her opportunity to be that child's mother and raise that child and love that child. And be with that child like she desires, any mother would desire to be. She is willing to give it all away for the sake of the child. Not the sake of the mother, the sake of the child. Got all kinds of moms today who are making all their choices for themselves. Oh yeah, there you go again. Now you're going to say mother's supposed to sacrifice for everybody. But when does she get something for herself? Well, that's our job to make sure mom's taken care of and provided for mom and watch out for mom and love her. You husbands, take care of your wives. You people, everybody in this room got a mom. If she walks this earth, you ought to love her and care for her. It's our job to make sure she's not a slave and that we watch out for her and watch over her. But ladies, a mother is a real mother who is willing to sacrifice for others. Never forget that the majority of letters that make up mother is other. See, in society today, that doesn't fly well. You got to be like Hillary or Michelle, or you got to be like some CEO executive of something or other. You've got to have your own life and your own things and your own way and your own. You got to have everything all yourself. And then if your family fits in where you want them to, then you're successful. Stop listening to Oprah and start following the Word of God. She is willing to sacrifice for others. Let's recognize the value and sacrifice of a real mother. Got these stats off of Google, so I know it's true. Average stay-at-home mom works 94.7 hours per week. 94.7 hours per week. At a base salary of 40 hours a week plus 54.7 hours of overtime, she should earn $112,962 per year salary. We're in trouble now. I didn't cook my grits right there, brother. We are in big trouble. $112,962 per year. You take a working mom and add that too much to the load. That subtracts some from home, I understand. But you get an idea of this. You get an idea that mother, you understand how incredible a mother's sacrifice is. You see how wrong it is for us just to walk in the house. I don't see, well, it's an everyday thing, and after a while you take things for granted. I agree. But that's a lack of character on our part. Wouldn't you agree? It's a lack of character on our part that we just take for granted the fact that when you open the door, you don't have to have a map to find from the front door to the bedroom, and you don't have to have a machete to cut through all the garbage and the filth that's in the household. And we take for granted the fact that meals are prepared and things are done and life things are taken care of. Come on, fellas, you know it's true. What would our lives be without a godly influence of a mother upon us? Hey, ladies, don't you ever let somebody push you in the corner and make you feel like you're somebody less important because you sacrifice for the needs of others. Last time I checked it, Jesus said the greatest of all was servant of all. Huh? Not CEO of all, servant of all, who makes that commitment, whether she is a stay-home mom all the time or she has to work outside the home and still guide and direct a home. And then single mothers, God bless single mothers today. They're shouldering the load for all these different things in their lives. You know, it's an incredible thing when you stop to think about it. They're amazing. I said, my mother was a drunk. She went to work every day. Every day. And we lived in a drunkard's home, but we never lived in filth. We never lived in squalor. Sometimes as drunks, they drank up the food money, and there wasn't always a lot of food in the house, but she always made sure we had something to eat. You see, a real mother is one who's willing to sacrifice for others. Do you notice in this story that a real mother is also someone who is noticed by the king? When Solomon makes that statement, she's the mother thereof. That's the king noticing this. She's there pleading for the life of her child. She's willing to make this great sacrifice to give that child away just to preserve its life, to preserve the child's life. And Solomon, the king, says, that's the real mom right there. That one. Hey, mom. So I'm sorry that you don't get all the pats on the back that you should and appreciation that you ought to receive. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that there's a lack of character on our part that we do not always recognize and acknowledge that which you do. But the king always notices. I'm talking about the big K king now. Jesus. Say, well, that's nice, but that's frankly not quite satisfying enough for me. Then I don't know how to help you, dear lady. I really don't. Look, if they came home every day with flowers and candy, and every day you got foot massages, and every day you got to sit on the couch where somebody fanned you with a feather fan, and every day someone wrote you a nice note, and every day your children drew you a little picture, and every day you got recognition and appreciation of some kind, if that was done every day for the rest of your life, frankly, after a while, you'd start taking that for granted too. But after one of those days, ladies, you know what I'm talking about? One of those days where you love your children and you were glad to bring them into this world. But after one of those days, you'd be glad to put every one of them out of this world. And you come to the end of the day and you don't come to the end of the day with a quiet, peaceful moment and a cup of tea. You stagger into your room and fall in bed and say, "Oh God, help me get through another one of these." Look here. The king says, "Well done. Well done, good and faithful servant." The king notices. Isn't that enough, Mom? Can't that be satisfying enough? And don't go home and tell your wife, "Yeah, see that Jesus notices. I don't have to say anything." You're a knucklehead and you know it. I'm just saying to you, moms today, who sometimes, and no doubt every mother at some time in her life, feels underappreciated for what she does. Could you just not draw enough on that moment? Could you just not draw enough that the king notices? Jesus Christ notices. He always notices. And living for his pleasure is a lot better than living for the appreciation and the pat on the back from mankind. She's noticed by the king. Is that sufficient for you, Mom? Is that noted by the others who are there? The bad mother, she has to walk away and she leaves with nothing. The king's court is there. And when Solomon says, "She's the mother thereof," everyone says, "That's the real mom right there." Is that good enough, Mom? I hope it is. Because see, a real mother is one whose devotion separates her from others. The real mom leaves with the child. The bad mom leaves with nothing. She has nothing in life. She walks out of there trying to get her way and do what she wanted, and she left with nothing. The other mom was willing to sacrifice first and do what was best for others first. She left with the child, the king's approval. Listen now, listen. A real mother is one whose devotion separates her from all others. And people will look at you and they'll say, "Oh, you're just a house frau." We had one of these Hillary types going to church here for a while, and she said, "You're just trying to teach all these women to be a bunch of child-bearing sows." And to that, I very kindly said, No, I didn't do that. I'm telling you, half of what goes through this mind never comes out of this mouth, and you better thank God for that. I said, "Woman, what is wrong with you? You got to be kidding me." No, it'll separate you from others. There's no question. People will say, "Well, we're not getting what you want out of life. Are you getting what you want out of life?" That other lady got what she wanted. Almost. She came very close to getting everything. And she wound up with nothing. This lady was willing to get, listen, she was willing to sacrifice everything, and she left with everything. I think I understand the equation here. When your devotion to what God wants you to be and to do, when your devotion is that strong, it'll separate you from all the others. And that's what we need now. We need moms who are willing to step out and step up and say, "Okay, I'll be the mother I'm supposed to be. I'll follow God's word and do what the Bible tells me to do." And you know what's born from, ladies? It's born from the fact that you're a Christian, you're a child of God, that you know Christ as your personal Savior. I know devoted mothers who are not Christians, dedicated, faithful. But when you know the King as your personal Savior, Jesus Christ, it is the difference in a person's life. There's a reason for your devotion, and it's not man-centered, it's God-centered. It is Christ-centered. It comes from your love for the Lord Jesus. Do you know Christ as your Savior this morning? Have you accepted Him as your personal Savior? Do you know that you know that you know that you have eternal life and you are sure? Then you have reason for your devotion. You have an object for that devotion. Don't sell out to the world, Mom. Don't yield to knuckle under their definition and their pressure. How many more times, listen now, how many more times do we have to see these people in the world who tell mothers to follow the Bible, they don't know what they're doing? How many more times do we have to watch their life fall apart and they leave with nothing before we realize where they were going was wrong to begin with? Yeah, but I know Christian women who follow the Bible and they're not happy. No, you don't. You know Christian women who say they follow the Bible and they're not happy. But you see, you have to understand something. If doing what God's Word says is not the way to life, when Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly, if what Jesus said is not true, then the Bible's a liar. Not, that can't be, though. Let God be true and every man a liar. See, the point of it is this. If you follow God's Word and follow it carefully, I assure you this morning, ladies, you will come to know and find what God has for you in life. And it will separate you from others. But you know what? I like it when the world doesn't like what I do. I like it when the world thinks I'm goofy, narrow-minded, opinionated. I don't like it when they say I'm a hate monger because I don't hate anybody. I don't. I disagree with lifestyles and choices, but I don't hate anybody. Oh, that's a fact now. But when the world thinks I'm goofy, that kind of tells me I'm on track. As the old preacher said years ago, the world may think I'm a nut, but at least I'm screwed on the right boat. Your devotion will separate you. And you know what a real mother is? She gives time, and God blesses her effort. She left with that child. I wonder as he grew up if she told him the story. I wonder if it changed her life and the direction of her life. Subjection and conjecture in Scripture is something you should pretty much stay away from. But I can assure you this, when she walked out of the throne room with the king's approval and the child in her arms, I guarantee you she was glad she was willing to make that sacrificial step and to live for others. And that day will come, Mom. I assure you of that. And more importantly, so does the Word of God. Read Proverbs 31. Her children arise up and call her blessed, the Bible says. Her husband also. And then Proverbs 31, it says, the Lord rewards her, blesses her for her faithfulness. That's a real mother. Yeah, a lot of hours, a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of commitment. But a lot of appreciation and approval from the right sources. And blessing, dear lady, blessing, dear soul, blessing from the God of heaven. Let's stand our feet, please.